Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. We have 7 topics to cover, so let's get started. You can now use AppScript's Vertex AI Advanced Service to call the Vertex AI API and prompt AI models to generate text, images, and more. This update means that you no longer have to use the URL fetch service to send a request to the Vertex AI API. Instead, you can use the advanced service, which gives you built-in authentication and helps keep your code base lighter. Allison made a video that walks you through how you can use this new feature. You can now convert your interactive event-driven chat apps to Google Workspace add-ons that extend chat. This means that instead of 2 distributions, one Google Chat app and one Google Workspace add-on, you can distribute a single Google Workspace add-on through the Google Workspace Marketplace. This add-on can extend chat apps alongside other Google Workspace host applications like Gmail, Calendar, and Docs. We've linked a detailed guide on how to convert the chat app to Google Workspace add-on in the description of this video. The gradual rollout of the Granular OAuth consent screen continues. We have introduced Granular OAuth consent for all types of chat apps using AppScript, including those built as Google Workspace add-ons. This new consent screen will only be used for new OAuth scope grants. Pre-existing scope grants will not be affected, so no action is required by users on chat apps they've already authorized. You can now build chat apps that extend Google Workspace add-ons using AppScript's Add-ons Response service. This service provides the ability to create responses for Google Workspace add-ons. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. We have updated the add-ons, AppScript, and Google Chat Platform samples gallery so that you can find samples by use case, products, and sample type. We've also added new samples for you to try out. There has been an update to the Google Workspace Marketplace API. The license notification resource and the license notification.list method are now deprecated. Previously, you could use the method to retrieve a list of licensing notifications for your app. There is no alternative resource or method within the Google Workspace Marketplace API. However, user-initiated install events can be tracked through Google Analytics. The SKU name Gemini Education has been renamed to Google AI Pro for Education. As previously mentioned, Allison made a great video that walks you through using AppScript's new Vertex AI API Advanced service. I highly recommend you check it out. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in next month's video.